Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. The Nebraska State FFA will be held this month, March 29th through the 31st, at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. I called State Vice Presidents Grace Tim of Creek Valley and Faith Miller of Mullen recently to get more information. Grace, tell us about the convention.
Yeah, so State FFA, we are doing 7 general sessions. And students will be able to attend these sessions as well as compete in their events. We have different things going on, such as agri-science fair interviews, proficiency finalist interviews, leadership development events, and our career development events. And not only are students competing in their events at State Convention, but they also get to hear from guest speakers such as Drs. Ben and Aaron Schrader. And if you want to see more other guest speakers that we have, you can visit anyaged.org.
For a lot of students, this will be their first state convention. Faith, what were some of the events you enjoyed?
So my first state convention was my freshman year. And then, of course, we had COVID hit and we had to wait a couple of years to kind of get built back up. But my biggest memory from my first convention was probably just seeing all the people in the blue jackets and being able to meet students from all over the state. And then going into last year, kind of doing the same thing and just seeing all the excitement of being able to be back in person at convention and be able to recognize everything that's been accomplished throughout the year was definitely probably one of my favorite parts. And this year, I'm really looking forward to seeing all the members come together again and used to being back in person. So super exciting for all this.
Grace, I know there's a lot of competitions at the state convention. What were some of the ones that you enjoyed?
Yes, I've been able to participate in contests and all sorts of competitions as a past FFA member. And one that I did at State most of the time was agronomy. And so being able to compete in different events at State is such an incredible experience, not only because are you getting to see what, you know, you could do as a possible career in the future, but you're also getting to meet other members who are very passionate about the same thing. For example, when I did agronomy, I realized that there's a lot more hands-on involvement with that wide field of agronomy and the different areas and routes I could take with that. And it was just awesome to see how many people are there and are all competing at the same time.
Faith, how about you? Did you compete in many?
Yes, I have. I could not name all of them. There was a lot that I tried throughout high school. But I think one of my favorites was probably the veterinary science career development event. I want to be a vet when I'm older, and that's what I'm going to school for now. So that was kind of just a good choice for me to help hone in on those skills. And I would definitely say I'm better prepared for my college career and career after college after doing that contest. So
we've been talking with Nebraska State Vice Presidents Grace Tim of Creek Valley and Faith Miller of Mullen. To learn more about the Nebraska FFA State Convention, visit neaged.org. I'm Chabela Guzman with the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.